Hello.
Well, hello.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don Geronimo, Michael Mara.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Mike from Bakersfield, California. Hey, I just want you to know that they tape delay your show, and you guys need to tell them not to tape delay your show.
Right.
Terrific.
We will stop tape delaying the show.
I give you a positive
show.
You probably don't know this. You probably don't care, but that song that you played is probably
Stay With Me
in my top two all-time favorite songs.
Yeah.
I absolutely adore that. I used to play it. Back when it first came out, I played it all the time. I love that song.
Yep. You just totally disregarded what that valued listener had to say.
I'm sorry. Damn
Mike,
it.
Let me repeat what that listener just said.
Was he from Bakersfield?
This is what that listener just said.
I get it.
Moments ago.
I get it.
If you break it down, is Bakersfield actually worse than Sacramento?
Would you stop it? Hey, did you put this on the website today, Kong?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world!
As always, Rob is looking for the timeliest and most topical of guests. Mm-hmm. However, he could not book this person on the show. Her name is Dorothy Allison because she's dead.
Oh.
But back in 1988, she's a psychic. Yeah. She got a vision of the person who killed JonBenet Ramsey.
Yeah.
And there's the striking charcoal sketch that she made that kind of looks like the guy from Thailand.
That's pretty chilling, actually.
Yeah.
That is pretty chilling.
It's chilling, actually.
There's your proof.
There you go.
It's either him or the Sports Junkies producer.
Yeah. CK.
Chris.
Or him.
Or it's Boomhauer.
I think I heard that they're giving him a hard time about that.
But I
heard that, just because I know him, that is a very, very funny
comparison. You mean Chris Kynard?
Yes.
Yeah, that's who he looks
Chris
like.
Kynard.
Chris Kynard. Christopher Kynard?
Yeah. Think about it. That's... Get his middle name. You get his middle name and it would be even better. You mean Christopher Malcolm Kiner? From Thailand.
Ah, hey, listen. But before we, oh God, I got a great gay thing here.
Okay.
First, when we had Patton on the phone, or maybe earlier, we were discussing. I don't know. I know it was a caller about Mel Gibson or Jews or something about that. I can't wait to see that movie Jews on a Plane this weekend. And I mentioned one of my favorite Jews is Adam Sandler,
right.
And he is really doing his part to help out the people in his homeland, in Israel. Now, you know they were going through this war.
Yes.
Okay, and they need stuff over there.
Right.
And unlike Katrina, where you saw celebrities go in and help out and look for publicity, Adam Sandler is not looking for publicity.
Under the radar.
He recently had a meeting with Israeli representatives here in the United States. Mm-hmm. And Adam Sandler is donating to the people in Israel whose houses were destroyed by
Hezbollah rockets.
I always call them Hasbro.
Right.
Or Harrow. What's the name
Harum
of the...
Harum
the German company that makes gummy bears.
Oh,
Harrow?
No.
Anyway, yeah, right. So the Hezbollah, he's giving them 400 new PlayStations. Now
Oh, yeah. Bravo! Bravo!
They're living in Barney Rubble right now, and they don't have houses or electricity.
Right.
But he's shipped over 400 new PlayStations.
Well, let's do the math, too, on the simple financial equation. You know,
and
as
not
far
PS2.
Right.
Original PlayStations.
Originals?
Original PlayStations.
Oh, man. And no wireless controllers, I bet.
Thank you, friend.
Wow.
Mike?
Yes.
I know that you, like myself, or at least partially gay.
He's a fag.
I believe it was up to 11% the last time I checked.
Well, I've got all kinds of gay stuff that I'm just waiting to tell you about this week. Now, there are some obvious things here. What I found is on a gay-oriented website, and I'm there all the time. I'm just doing research for the show, understand?
That's what you tell everybody.
There's all kinds of brand name products, items that you purchase, and TV networks that you watch, magazines that you buy, that gay people like better than other people.
Okay.
Now, let's see if you can guess. Some of them are very, very easy.
Yeah.
For instance, the gayest brand in America. And I want to thank the Gay and Lesbian Association of America. They have this on their website.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the favorite magazine is among homo men?
ESPN, the magazine.
You're funny.
I'm not even trying to be. I'm just trying
You're a funny man.
I'm trying to hurt people.
It's men's health.
Men's health. That doesn't surprise me. Do you have a copy back there?
No, I do not.
Well, hold on a second. I just want to stop you for a second. Then grab the one that you do have and tell me if that is not a gay magazine. Show Don the cover. No, the other Men's Fitness. Oh, they're all chicks.
Yeah.
All right, now go on the back cover. Let me see.
I know the one you're thinking of. The one you're thinking of, Mike.
So that's right, but I'm sorry. I give you a hard time. Are there pictures of men with their shirts
off?
Hold on.
There is another men's magazine out, and I know what you're thinking.
I think it's Men's Health.
Where it's like a black and white photo of a guy like doing a Calvin Klein ad or something. It seems always on the cover, right? Rob, just say it. Don't write it. Just say it, boy. God damn, you slow the show down sometimes.
Anal Health. But are there lots in that? Now, you're getting sneaky. I know. I looked at that magazine, and there are lots of men with their shirts off in that magazine.
Inside, yeah. And ads.
Inside.
And stuff. Yeah, right.
Okay.
Oh, the inside.
Okay. How about for lesbos? What's the number one lesbo magazine?
The number one lesbo magazine would be, oh, man, this is, I'm going to say Women's Fitness.
It is People Magazine.
All right.
People Magazine.
Bricks and pans.
Let me see. A cable TV. Here, not a surprise. Bravo is the number one choice for gays. How about just for gay men, though? I'm going to give you four choices.
All right.
Which is the most popular cable channel for gay men? Is it Comedy Central, HBO, Showtime, or A&E?
Showtime.
You're a big fat loser.
Really?
Buzz.
Well, I'll say, was Bravo one of the choices again? I'll say Bravo.
No. These are besides Bravo.
Did you think it would be Showtime?
I did. That was my guess.
You're a loser too. How about you, Robbie Bobby Boo? I just yelled at a moment ago, but now I've swung around and you're my buddy again.
Home box office.
You're right.
Thank you.
They like the box office.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Okay, how about lesbos? Mm. For lesbos, the most popular TV station channel besides Bravo. Mm. Showtime.
Showtime. A lot of gay content on Showtime. Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Lesbians also like A&E, mm-hmm. Discovery, HBO, just like male fags. That's a nice way of describing male fags. As opposed to female fags.
No offense.
And Animal Planet.
Where's Logo?
Now, this is what hurts this logo, yes. Not logo. Okay. This is what hurts the gay community. This is why people like me make a living doing things like this.
Mm-hmm.
Because what do you think the number one most popular TV show of 78% of all gay men is?
I'm going to go with the obvious Will and Grace.
That's why we are able to get away with this. Yes. then you have Queer as Folk, mm-hmm. Queer Eye. And then Desperate Housewives.
Is Queer as Folk on Showtime? Is that where that's on?
It was. I think it's over now.
Okay.
Let me see. Lesbos, their favorite TV show is The L Word on Showtime.
Mm-hmm. Good show.
Then they like Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, so do I.
Then they like Will and Grace.
Mm-hmm.
And then good for them. There must be a bunch of butchies. They like CFI.
Oh.
They like CFI.
That's wonderful.
Helgenberg.
Now, for men, you had the number one choice was Will and Grace.
Will and Grace.
Then Queer as Folk, right. Queer Eye, Desperate Housewives, and...
Yeah, Desperate Housewives.
In fifth place for gay men, and again, this is why guys like us can make jokes all the time. Right. Syndicated episodes of The Golden Girls.
That's a wild card. That is a wild card.
Not a joke.
Well, I'm so sorry for laughing.
A few other random picks, then we got to do a quick break so we can get to somebody who's having a birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most popular car among gay and lesbian people?
The Prius.
No.
Subaru?
No, Robbie.
The Probe.
With Ford. It's Ford.
Taurus?
No, just Ford. Just most popular car.
Oh, that's Ford. Oh, the brand name. Oh, good.
Well, they're Ford.
They're a fine sponsor.
What's the most popular gay airline?
Oh, boy. JetBlue?
No. Bothy.
Oh, I would have said JetBlue. I don't know.
JetPink.
Stop
it's American Airlines. How about for gay men? What's the most popular hotel chain?
Oh, boy. Hilton?
I'm a gay man. No. Bothy.
Days Inn.
No. Rob?
Red Roof?
I'm Red,
the Red Roof Bobblehead.
Come on, try the Marriott Burger.
Oh, really?
Marriott. I wonder how the Mormons feel about that.
Very.
You know, they're having gay sex in your no smoking room.
Yeah, no porn. Bad porn.
How about for women? Most popular gay hotel, lesbo hotel is Best Western.
Okay. That's kind of funny.
the most popular beer among gay men? Mike O'Mara.
Corona.
Nope. Buzz.
I'll say Budweiser.
Could you answer that in another form of a not question?
I'll say Budweiser.
No, I was looking for another kind of Budweiser.
Oh.
Michelob Ultra.
Robbie have it.
Yeah, that's the most popular beer
Bud Light.
In America.
Yeah,
Bud Light.
Bud Light's super popular with everybody.
It's popular, isn't it? The mm-hmm. Light?
Yes.
The Light?
Most popular computer.
Does that have less calories? Most popular? Dell.
That's right.
I'm good at this.
Yeah. That's right.
Told you, it's gotten up to 11%.
A little too good.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
Mr. Men's Fitness. Thought I got you on that one.
Yeah.
Who the favorite comedian of gay men?
Monsieur Carrot Top.
Come on. Now you're being funny again.
Well, I just thought he might be. The favorite comedian?
Yes.
Larry the Cable Guy.
Buzz?
The Cure for AIDS guy. We were just talking about him. I've forgotten his name.
Andy Dick?
Andy Dick.
Andy Dick. Right. No.
Lopez?
Oh. It's Jerry Seinfeld.
Still?
Gay men love Jerry Seinfeld.
Really? Hang in there, Jer. Way to go.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, because he's so neat, and he eats his cereal, and he puts it back nice and neat.
And the famous funny lady, their favorite funny lady?
This is easy. This is slam dunk. Elaine Boozler. incidentally, when you
silly.
If you notice, over the last 5 years, you ask me anything with a female comedian, I will always go to Elaine Boozler.
You always win.
I love
it. No, it's Ellen. Would you stop it? It's Ellen.
Yes.
It's Ellen. And finally, favorite color. Favorite color. Gay men. Favorite color. Mike.
I'm going to say red.
No, Buzz.
Purple.
No, Robbie.
Brown.
you know, we go right to Middle America with you, don't we? Brown.
Oh, I know.
They call it Baby Bird Blue. Oh.
Baby Bird Blue.
Baby Bird Blue.
What is there a similarity between Baby Bird Blue and Robin's Egg Blue?
No.
They're different, boy.
Did you volunteer Robin's Egg at the same time?
I did.
I believe Buzz and I have established the fact that we are the most gay of all of us here.
How about women? What's the gay woman's favorite color?
No, I'm going to say...
I just want to say this is kind of a shocker with 56%.
Mm. I'm going to say black.
My God. No, you're wrong.
Wrong.
I'm just playing with you.
Buzz. Wrong.
I'll say pink.
That's too obvious, Robbie. Yeah,
green.
Green. Winner, it's green.
Green, congratulations.
I'm part lesbian.
You are part lesbo.
I've been love green. I love green.
I wonder why they like green so much, boy.
Hey, boy. Get out of that Ford and get your Men's Health magazine. And let's go watch Will and Grace, for goodness sakes.
And then we'll take a vacation flying American Airlines.
Look at those lesbians watching CSI. What do they know that we don't know?
Pretty interesting list. There are a few surprises on there.
Put on the Golden Girls.
Now that was the wild
syndicated.
Card. Yeah. Golden Girls.
Tragic.
Okay, that's it from here. Got a break. Come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.